אתה קדוש, השם לך קדוש, הקדושים בכל יום הלך עשרה, the קדושים, praise Hashem every day. So who are the holy ones that praise the holy one every day? So one explanation is the Malachim. And so much of our davening actually mirrors the Kedusha of the Malachim, whether it's the Kedusha that we say before Shema, during the repetition of the Amida, the Chazaras Hashatz, whether it's in Kedusha de Sidra and the Valetzian, HaMashal Shem Shalosh Kedusha Sakadosh, we say Kedusha because we're trying to emulate the Malachi Asharis itself, Hashem said, with such purity and focus. But there's another pshat. It's not to Kedusha Mechal Yoyim Mehalu Chasela that the Malachim praise Hashem every single day. It's the Klal Yisrael. We're the ones called the Kedoshim. So it says the Avodram, why? Because the Torah tells us, Kedoshim to you, be holy. Therefore we're an Am Kadosh. We're a holy nation, a nation set aside, special, designated for Hashem. We're meant to live a life that reflects the mission of being a Mamleches Kohanim, a kingdom of priests, of a Goy Kadosh, a holy nation. And we say, Roshani Yom Kippur, Nayel HaKadosh Per Mekadosh. It's appropriate that the Holy One be sanctified by Holy Ones. And it's we, specifically, we who live in a physical world. We who live in a world where there are challenges, where we have animalistic drives, where we have a world of materialism and physicality that pulls us down, that takes us away from Hashem. That can be so attractive, so alluring, and we overcome that, and we place boundaries in our lifestyles, as the Torah says, Kedoshim to you. Which Rashi says means prishim mevdalim in arayas, boundaries against forbidden relationships, or as our ambantas kaddish atzmacha b'mutalach, we decide even of things that are permitted. Forget the things that are forbidden, no chance. Even if the things are permitted, how much we actually want to engage with this world? How much has got what level of interaction with this physical world is going to enhance my relationship with Hashem? And to what point is it going to overwhelm me? It's going to overload my system. To the point where I become spiritually lost. Yes, I'm made up of a body and a soul. But to what extent do I need to feed that body to the point where it can serve the soul? And at what point does it get overfed where it totally overwhelms the soul? So Kedoshim. Klal Yisrael are a holy nation because we're told Kedoshim to you. We're told there's an imperative. Be holy, every single one of us. And we're a nation where Kol Beis Yisrael is mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify Hashem's name. We start to think about it. Ata Kadosh Hashem HaKadosh. Yes, this holy nation, this group of people, set aside from all of humanity to be Hashem's nation. For the rules and regulations, for the guidelines, we're the ones that praise Hashem every day.